If we were going to town, who'd you say was going?
We?
That would be.
You and I?
And both?
Both of us.
And if your wife asked who was going to town, you'd tell her?
We are.
And that would be?
You and I.
Well, to her, who'd you say? We were sitting out here and she says, who's going to town? You'd say?
Doc and I. Or me and Doc.
And if we have a secret, we'd say this is just
ours.
It's between
we two. Or us.
And if we have something out there and together we have part of it, you'd say that's for you and this is for
me.
And
you.
If you lock yourself out of the house and bang on the door and somebody says, who is it? What would you say?
It's me.
And if somebody is the same height as you are, you'd say he's as tall
as I am.
If somebody can do something particularly well and you can't do it that well, you'd say, well, he can do it better
than I.
And if somebody wanted to know how far you've ridden a horse, the greatest distance, what would you say?
Oh, I'd say about 15 miles.
That's what?
The distance I've ridden one.
Mm-hmm. And somebody said, do you ever ride one farther? You'd say,
no.
That's
the longest I've ridden one.
Mm-hmm. If we have a couple other people here, and we've divided something into two piles, one pile for you and me and another pile for them, you'd say, this pile is whose?
For you? Is that what?
Yeah, together. This pile would be
mine and yours.
Uh-huh. And that pile would be
his.
Well, the two of them there.
Well, I don't believe I got that one. How you mean?
Well, yours or you all's or?
Well, as I say, yours and mine, or it together, it belongs to both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Ours.
And that is, if you're talking to those fellows, you say, this is ours and that's
yours?
Mm-hmm. If you have 8 or 9 people around and you want to tell them to go home, what would you say?
Well,
that's
pretty rough. Most times, it's time to go home.
And somebody in there said, who are you talking to?
All of you.
If there's been a dance or a party or something, and you want to know the people who were there, what would you ask somebody who's been there?
Who all did you see there?
And if you want to find out the
who
things...
Who all was there?
You want to find out the things that they've done?
What all did you do?
If a fellow was whittling and a knife came down across his finger and somebody said, did somebody cut him? You'd say, no, he cut
himself.
Mm-hmm. And if two people had done this, you'd say they cut
him.
Well, let's say each of them.
They cut him.
Let's each of them has a cut.
Oh, they cut their hand.
No, nobody else cut him. They cut
themselves. Cut their hand themselves.
Some of these things are rather grisly, the way I put them.
Well, I'm just wondering what all they're going to learn out of anything like that. That's
yeah, for one thing, they're going to learn the way people pronounce yours in the state. If you have something that, well, a recipe, let's say, it calls for 8 pounds of sugar and 6 pounds of lard, and you want to cut it 1/4, or cut it 2 1/4, what would you need? How much sugar?